Yisham Yishviyas Daf Lamed Aleph. Mishnah continues discussion of what you can do in the year of Shviyas regarding the picking of the fruit to be able to eat. And the halacha is you can only take fruit that you can eat from, so they have to be ready to eat. And if it's not ready to eat, it's not ripe yet, and that means if you pick it off the tree or the bush, it's going to be ruined. You're going to have to throw it out, because it's not going to be edible. It's not going to grow anymore, ripen anymore. That's also, because you're not going to be mopsed, be yadayim, things that grow in the year of Shvius. And the Gemara is going to discuss the basis for this, where the reason the psukim for this is, there are two different psukim, where we see the halacha is, it's only mopsed for you to eat, but not to go ahead and to waste it or to ruin it, or to take it off in a way where it's going to have to be thrown out, that is be considered an Isser Shvius. So the Gemara discusses, Mishnah discusses, may masa uklam perisilam shvias. When is fruits that you eat from a tree, fruits from a tree that you want to eat during shvias? What is the halacha? What's the status? When is the beginning that you'd be able to eat it that's considered roi lachila? What's the stage of where it's considered ripe enough that it's roi lachila? So that the Mishnah says And again, the Maharful that brings down from the Gemara, Peir Shvius, it says, La'akav la'hapsid. You can't eat it, you can't be mopsed. So if it's not going to be raw yet, you won't be able to take it. So therefore, what is the earliest stage the person can go ahead and take the fruit from the tree on the year of Shvius? Apagim, unripe figs, is b'shehezrichu. Once they isrichu, they redden. The lashon of the marfulda sheyadimu zehitzkulos. The beginning of their begin to get ripe is when it begins to take a reddish color. It begins as it's a reddish. It goes from green to which is totally raw to beginning of a red. Begins to redden. That beginning that shows the sign of where it becomes. It's becoming beginning to rupi with becoming roi on some level to akila. That's mezrichu. That's the lashon of the Pnei Moshe. That's the lashon of the Mari Fulda. The Pnei Moshe gives a little different explanation. What does it mean that teino the figs which is richu? She hiska yaskel amayim lukas ekonipsok. When fluid, when water, when juice begins to enter into the fruit, so and therefore it begins now to get fuller. Because you see, it has in it fluid, it has in it some type of liquid, which is the stage of some type of level, the first stage of being ripe enough to be able to eat. It begins with moisture, with fluid. It becomes, that's when it's considered the first level of roi to eat. So therefore, halacha is that when it's that level, that's first stage, okla ben pisa basada. You can take it and eat it in the field with the bread. That's the only time you're allowed to eat it. You can't bring it into your home to eat it. Only in that field that you can do, though. And again, the cheshbon for that is because it's only eaten in such a way when you're really having like a condiment for bread, eating bread. It's not really yet ready to eat, but you're taking the bread. This early stage enough where you can put it on your bread, eat it together with your bread. That's considered chila, that's okay. Otherwise, anything else like that would be considered usur to do, would be considered wasting, and that would be usur to take on Shavuos, to take it in the year of Shavuos. That is, you bring it to your house, that would be permit. We usur at that stage, only eating it in the field. However, bechila, when it reaches the stage of bechila, then comes to a place where you can even bring it into your house and eat it over there. What is bechilo again? So lashon is the marfula sisha gadlo harbi, became very large, and it's a very big, and that's when it gets very big. It begins to get riper. That is the next stage, the second stage, where a person can even go ahead, even though it's not fully ripe yet, but it's enough ripe that you'd be able to eat it. You could bring it, take it off, and bring it into your house. At this stage, to harvest it, and not for sale, not for distribution, but for your own house, for your own eating, that you're able to do, that you'd be allowed to do. That is when you'd be allowed to do. So the Mishnah says that's stage number two. What about chiyotzot? Similarly, when it says chiyotzot, similarly at the same thing, mishar shnei shavua chayav al masros. This level of ripeness that will allow you to take into your house in the year of Shvius, so too, and it's this ripe on the other years, that's when you'd be chayav al masros. Since it's roi now to chil, it's roi to take into your house to eat, that's the level where it's now roi to take maaser from on the other years that it's not Shvias. Shvias, no, there's no Maisa on the year of Shvias, but it's an Arai to take Maisa from it on the rest of the other years, of the 7 years where you'd be equipped to take Maisa from it. How about you, sir? What about unripe grapes? Same thing with Shvi Mayim. When it begins to produce Mayim, begins the first level of some type of liquid, some type of juice, says the Mishnah Sokla Motzi Mayim, says the Pnei Moshe, when you squeeze it now, unripe grapes. So now when you unripe grapes, if you squeeze it and it begins, juice will come out of it, that's the first level. In such a case, again, Okobo Yupiso says, Roy Lachila, but only on a level where you eat it in your field together with bread. It's used as like a condiment, as a something for bread. You can eat it together. That is what you're allowed to do. However, you can't take it into your house because it's not ripe yet to do that. However, hivish, if it dries, it gets into hivish, where it's a lashon, again, where says the Pnei Moshe is bashlu v'giyu l'klal yikra moshe. It's called basha, the gerinim. The seeds begin to appear on the outside. You can see the seeds. It becomes clear. It becomes a little bit more of a level of the skins become somewhat of transparent. You can see this, the seeds in through the skin of the grape because it's not fully ripe yet with the grape. It begins where you can't see anything in it, but it's enough where it begins to go, and it's enough where you can see it. So that's when the first stage comes. So you can bring it into your house. In that case, you're even allowed to bring it into your house, and you can eat it there in your house. It's enough ripe to be considered an achila. Same thing goes about same idea. Same thing I did by grapes. In the other years of the Shvias year, you'll have to go ahead. It's Mechuyev. When is the Mechuyev to start the din of taking Shvias? Again, when it reaches this level where you can see the seeds through the skin, that's the level where we say it's now enough to be considered ripe enough that now you'd be Mechuyev Meiser if it would be on any other types of the year, any year of the Shvias year. Other than Shvias year, you'd be Mechuyev to take Meiser from Kiyotzebo. That's the halacha. The Gemara tries to understand these stages. When the Gemara wants to know, what is Bechilo? When the Mishnah says you have the two Bechilo, that when it reaches the level of Bechilo, then you can konosok be. So what does Chilo mean? The Gemara says, we're talking about Choysa. Choysa means where it grows very large. It's a little bit more raw, a little bit more ripe, and it's in Gedola. It looks very big. So that's the lashon of Gedola, where a person goes ahead in that level, where we say you'll be able to go in and bring it in to eat it, and at that point. It's gassy, it's large, that's enough ripe to be considered to be able to eat it. The Gemara says, come on, like we say in the Braisa. We have nefesham. We say in the pasuk, "Menemah becholabi." When it says that there, the nefesh was becholah, was behola, was disgusting, was bechola. When it says, and this was again, the idea was where we, Kadosh Baruch Hu is referring to the royim that he goes ahead and he punished them because they were not good. They were evil. They were being punished. And cuts bedava, like that's when Rosh Mislo says, person that cuts it is not, you remove yourself from it. It's disgusting. It's not nice. So too, Hashem removed themselves from these people who were Rishayim. So to the same halacha applies that it's considered repulsive, considered disgusting, and we reach that level of the shear, the size, that's when it's considered the shear, when it would be considered ripe, when it'd be considered the halacha would be considered the time that you'd be allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says this halacha that we talked about is with the different levels. The Gemara wants to know what's the basis of this, that this first level of the elementary level of ripe being ripe, where just the juice comes out, the second one is even more hivish. Where is the level where we see in the Torah that there are two different stages of what's considered something ripe? It's either ripe or not ripe. The Gemara brings down two different psukim. You should eat your produce. So what do we see from here? What's the lashon of the pasuk? What's the two psukim for? Telling you, Torah's telling you two psukim. You two psukim. So what are the two psukim? Shnei tuvos, two tefuos. I want to buy one. Is you allowed to take in the house? I'm going to say one is in the field. The one is you allowed to go redeem it, just eat it, take it into your house. The one is you allowed to go ahead and then menasada. Don't take what you're able. They will take from the field, not from the house. What is the nafkimi between the two of them? When do we have one, not the other? So the Gemara says that we see over here, or Yosbekhanir Nayas, the Shah, Pagin, unripe figs. Gemara says, are you allowed to eat in the field? The Mishnah says, Malasubem alukma. What's the halakha regarding making for them a lukma to bake something which you use for medication? So in other words, it's not ready to be eaten, but ready is something you mix together that you can use to eat. So that's considered ready l'makol adam. It shouldn't be considered wasting, right? It should be considered normally take the fruit, you take it to eat. So that's otherwise it's wasted. You can't waste that yeshua. So here going from putting it in lukma to putting in some type of medication and to put it in a mixture to use for, do we consider that as it's considered royal achil or not? Since we say Musa said you go put in your bread and you eat it, he also, it should be also, because you see that in economy it should be considered as Michael, therefore it should be also to use them even as for medicine purposes, because Lamaisa we said Maisa itself, we said it's considered also because it's not that level of maturity. So maybe I'll tell you something, because you can't bring it into your house for consumption. It should be considered mutter because now it can be used for medicine. You can't bring it into your house because it's right for something else, but now it's not right for anything because it's only right for medication. Maybe in a time you can't use it. So we have two different ways to learn. Two different possibilities. The Shaila, Gemara wants to know, if Yosef can do the Shaila, is when we say something has to be ripe. What is Nogeya, the Gabi, when it's ripe for something else? It's not eating. But Lugma, for purposes, medicine purposes, is that considered that it's considered ripe or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Gemara questions, Aloch, Tomer Milut in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hamagin Aboiser, if you have unripe fruit, unripe grape, you keep it on your Metabolic, only when it comes to the level of taking Miser. That it becomes, when is it considered Michael? When is it Royal? Miser. The other one is considered Royal Miser. Only when does it come low as a Miser? The only time that it becomes a Miser. Not when it's Tumas Oakland, when it comes to Tumas Michael. So Gemara says, look, what's Pshat? Tanika Miyad. We learned in the local, the Brisa is, we say, Miyad, anything should be considered Moto, less than Miyad. And there's nobody that's willing to say Miyad. In other words, Gemara is talking about where it's Miyad, you should be able to go tell you the Halakha. But says, no, let's come out. There's nobody here be able to tell you exactly what came out of this Halakha, whether it was considered Royal Achilo, whether it's considered for not Roy, we don't know what Gemara hasn't defined yet. What is the meaning of this? What's it going to be? Gemara says that he told me that the Mishnah is referring to unripe figs. All the other cases, and there's no reason on us. We don't consider Tumas Oakland. Actually, you have a lotus monster. I told you, go ahead, you bring the Tumas Meisters. So, therefore, same thing over here, even though it's a separate Drasha, we're saying you don't have where you end. Well, there's Meisters, when it comes to the Devi Meisters, otherwise it's not going to be good. So that's what it says, but explain to where the Kshita, where he gets a Shemashita from Shemen Lakish, from where he holds, that would be the level of when something would be Mutta and something would be Aser. So the Gemara said, the Kar, we see from our Mishnah, one way or the other. We see we can prove one way in our Mishnah. Why am I Yoisi? Masis Amakin, our Mishnah, the Kar says, is Pasim, Mishiz, Yerok, Man, Baisim, Besada, unripe figs, as long as they're the first level of ripe and a little bit reddened, you ought to eat in the field. Other fruits you can't. So we see there's enough community between figs and other types of fruits. Some of them are considered mutter at an earlier stage and some are not. So then what is the good? Lakar, it's two separate cases. It's not learning one from the other. One is considered that we learn from the Tumas Oakland is considered right now you are Oakland. Someone says the quantum, there would be some type of level of thing because there would be some type of fixing, some type of repair. So you see, Gemara said that would be the understanding that we have in the Mishnah's explanation of what the different level stages of what's Roy, what's not Roy. So the Gemara said, look, I read some Machlokes Tanoim as well. Gemara said, yeah, part of Bishop Yelkot, a couple of Mishvias. We have a Machlokes Tanoim. How far is the Machlokes Tanoim? Do we have Machlokes Tanoim to say between Rish Lakish and Mapata, whether we say it's considered Mutal L'Kabal Tumah, whether it's considered it's Makabal Tumah, whether it's considered that it's able to go ahead Matama Tumas Oakland or not. So Gemara says, everyone agrees by Shvias, the halacha is, don't get that clearly the halacha is everyone agrees by Shvias. The only Machlokas is on the years that it's not Shvias. What's halacha L'Gabi Tumas Michael when it's not considered? Hey, Tumas Modim Shvias. Mose Michael, what's that called? What do you mean? What do they all agree to by Shvias? What are they all agreeing to? They're all agreeing to that the level of fruit that are ripe are no good. If they're ripe, they are good. If they're not ripe, they're no good. What is not considered Michael? What is the agreement? This Gemara says, Kavri Namroi, the Chachamim say, Metamin Tumas Oikon. You'll agree that the things that are not ripe, whether it's unripe grape or figs, they don't go ahead and give Tumah over to something during the stage until they go into final level, they don't make any Tumah. So we don't have to worry about the fact that it's become a tame and the person is going to himself become tame, because we say the Eidim HaTamezel doesn't become Tamezel at least during the time of Israel, during the time that you're going and you're planting. So Gemara says, HaKoyis Be'er L'Chodavar, the heart of the palm tree is like wood in every single thing. El Nikach Milk could be kesamaisa, except you can buy it with kesamaisa. The Rajah has a tremendous level of kaitza. It's considered like wood in every single aspect of it. However, the Gemara says that the however, even though it has that, we say it doesn't become tame, and that it doesn't become tame. Why not? Gemara says because we say that's a kushkale. Because the Gemara says the heart of palm, the Gemara says is considered kaitz, like an eitz, like I'll be everything. Except the only difference is you can buy it with kesef meiser. Same with gabi oichlin, tumas oichlin, and taurus, but not sar. That they're not subject to the Gemara says they're not obligated in the halacha is to go give us meiser. Because they don't have to give the ma'aser from here. Because it's, why? Because when I said, because it's not right. It's not right to do so. When they gave from before, they gave from before. So Gemara says, "L'chayr v'dorish v'yidu ba'pazim b'beim shakur." Got to be the heart of the problem. Lo p'dusha shviyas halalav. P'dusha shviyas not halalav on the Rebbe. It was not chayv. Gemara says the cup because of the fact that these type of things, there is no p'dusha shviyas that goes on it. So therefore, when I was telling you that it does not apply in that case. When I said that's one opinion. When I said, however, Yud by Kis Matakan Shah, Yud went in and asked the Shaila, got me these palms, these hearts of palms, got me these palms, whether they're considered mutter or not, whether they're being netted from Shvias, Amrle, we said to them, ask him a crack, Malakhani Ben Lakhan, who's the one who told you so that they do not have Shvias, Kedusha Shvias? Every Yom, they'll tell us, Amrle, we said, Rabbi Yosef Pazel said, Yom Rabbi Yosef. There's a say, May Master Plug Rabbi Yosef, but you did the argument of Mishnah, Besaila, it brings a right from it? Where did we get it from? Where did we get that from? That it would be considered Messiah, it would be considered a support to the Bryce's position. So the Gemara says, "Can we learn to the Bryce a pocket shell shvias? When Yafio is mutter, the halacha is it's mutter to go ahead and it's good to go ahead." And what it says, and to Bavshuli mutter. Well, I mean, even if we say that we don't have that, you can't cook for yourself, but you'll have to take care of yourself. It shows a model to make a kibbutz. We go to tell you both of them would be applicable, that neither of them is the normal way we use it, and we say, therefore, it's not the normal time that we use it. Because whatever date tells us to use, that's the date that we're going to use. That's the day we're going to consider it. So the Gemara says, that's the lashon of the Braisa. Fake the Gemara, what's the Hazar's Braisa can take? What's the machlok? We said before that palm trees and immature dates are like wood. What does that mean? It's just lashako. But would we say it's also to cook completely? So it can't be that would be considered. It can't be tell you that therefore they're like wood. Because wood was the usher and human. These things are not considered usher. So what does it mean? Therefore, you can't go ahead and cook and use these things, these palms, and put it into dates. You can't do that. Elam, come in. The Shrash Lucius Tree is a Lolo love. What's telling you is that these things, that rather, when it says, begin the Kedusha the Shavias, when it says that these are completely chal, are completely, when it says chal, it takes effect immediately, right, to the Shavas. So, Meir is Yomar, Meir Yomar, Meir say, Fum Ketzok Aymer, so the Bryce says to come and tell you that therefore, Eidachanami, that you have to do a large cook. Since we can't expect them to do it for all the people, Gemara says, "Lagabe Gufa Tzricha, Lagabe this person himself, we allow you to do it, even though it's going to be needed to be follow up. It's needed to be processed to prepare the cooking. That we would say we allowed to do. It's not a particular savor. It's only one aspect of it. Therefore, that you'd be allowed to do." Mishnah continues, "Abayse Shabei Mayim. You bring uncut grapes. So therefore, once it has the juices in it, and you put it in a lot of eat in the field to spread it upon your bread." That's what Gemara says. So Gemara wants to know Gabi Boisa, the Gabi Boisa, what are you going to say? What's Pshat? What's by Boisa? The Gemara says, Malachi, what's the halacha you're going to say to explain what the extra chiddush is that the Torah is telling you? The Gemara says, do we say people eat grapes in this way? Is that the way that's why it tells us this? The Gemara says, no, it's telling you that those who are tired, they eat it this way. So, since Lahoka is, we say, that's the Shad HaShavah Shebehem, that it's Derech Kios, therefore we say, it should be not good, we don't consider it wasting. We look at it that it's permitted to put in the field, right in the beginning of the time that you're developing it. We don't consider that what's in the field is a waste that it's violating the Isser that we talked about of wasting shvias on the year of Shemitah. That can't be done. Only eating it, and only eat what you need without having any waste.